Good morning, friends. This is the day of new mercy, of new love and joy and peace. This is the day that God is making. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. My name is Pastor Katie. I'm a pastor here at Tabernacle United Church. My pronouns are she, her, hers. And I'm really glad to welcome each of you to this time of worship from your homes or wherever you are right now. I hope you can feel the presence of God and God's Spirit in your home today. And we're also giving thanks that we can feel and experience the presence of God's Spirit even among one another. Though we're physically scattered, we're spiritually gathered in this place, and we give thanks for the opportunity to connect to one another and to God in this worship time. If you are new to Tab or new to this Zoom Tab that we're doing, we welcome you especially, and you could fill out, if you'd like, a virtual visitor card. Right in front of you on your screen is where you can go to fill out that card. We'd love to hear a little bit more about you, your name, and so please fill out that card for us to see if you are willing to share a little bit about yourself. You can also announce or use the chat feature to let us know that you're here. We would love to hear from you and welcome you into this time. I want to offer just a few announcements this morning for us to be aware of. Today at 11:45 after our service, we have our caucus groups that are meeting. The BIPOC, Black Indigenous People of Color caucus group is meeting at 11:45, and the White caucus group is also meeting at 11:45. We did send out the links for that on the Tab News listserv. If you didn't get that or need to get that, just send us a note and we'll make sure you have that information. Also, just a reminder of our weekly gatherings. Tuesday morning at 8:30, we gather for prayer. Wednesday during Advent at 5:30, we gather for Advent study and prayer and scripture reading. So please feel free to join us for any of those opportunities every week. And now I'm going to shift it over to John Rice to give us an announcement about the fundraiser happening this Friday. John.
Thank you, Katie. Am I there? Okay. Well, it's really my privilege to talk about the celebration and fundraiser that we're having for the Thompson family this Friday at 7 o'clock. We're going to have about a 90-minute a celebration and fundraiser for the Thompson family. As you know, Clive and Juanita have been in sanctuary with us since the 1st of September. And these are two efforts to help us as one congregation among many with the new sanctuary movement to raise funds to help them with their legal expenses. The event this Friday night is called Home for Christmas. And of course, the reason for that is that we hope and pray consistently that the family may be released and might be home as early as Christmas. We don't know when this will be accomplished, but we do know that there is a large amount of legal funding that's necessary to help the family. So our goal for the fundraiser is about $15,000. So there's two ways you can participate. And these are through links that you can see in a recent Tab News that Susan Wargo wrote. So one is called Home for Christmas, and these are tickets, $30 tickets that can be purchased online through Eventbrite. And again, you'll need a link to do that. The tickets cost $30. The program itself is going to last about 90 minutes, and it's going to show a lot of the supporters of the Thompson family, as well as give a lot of face time for the family as well. So it's going to be a joyous, fun event. If you are interested in trying to give beyond the ticket, we have a source through one of our member congregations called Circle of Hope. And you could make, again, through a link, a contribution there via credit card or debit card, and it would be tax deductible. You can also direct funds to their mailing address, and that would also be tax deductible. So we're looking forward to this event. I'm happy to say that the coalition that has been working on fundraising has raised $10,000. So we're two-thirds of the way there. But we hope that everybody who can will be able to participate, come to Friday night via Zoom, or contribute directly through Circle of Hope. If you don't have access to the recent edition of Tab News, you can email me and I will send you the links to both of these options, both the ticket and the opportunity to contribute. My email address is John H. Rice, all in lowercase, at Verizon.net. J-O-H-N-H-R-I-C-E at Verizon.net. Home for Christmas. A blessing. Hope to see you there.
Thank you so much, John, for that announcement. An important announcement. As you don't know, if you're new to TAB, the Thompson family is a family living in Sanctuary in Tabernacles building right now. And so this is a campaign, important work that we are a part of, working with them toward their freedom. Just very briefly, I wanted to say a couple more things. Our Christmas Eve service we are having on Zoom this year, December 24th at 6 p.m. We will send out more information about that. We'd love for you to join us for that service. Also want to ask us to continue to lift up Pax Wrestler in our prayers. Pax is our music minister and is still sick and is not able to be live with us here today. So but we will still hear Pax's voice through recordings in our service and music. Let's continue to keep Pax in our prayers for their swift healing. We will be using some of Pax's recordings as well as some other recordings that we will enjoy as well. And grateful for Barb Purdom for sharing music with us also today. And then finally, thanks to Gina Del Corazon, who's hosting our service today. Thank you, Gina, for hosting. Shell is away this weekend. And final, also deep thanks for Susan Teagan, the Reverend Susan Teagan, who will be preaching through testimony this morning for us. Susan is such a wise spiritual teacher in our midst, and I'm truly grateful that she will be sharing with us this morning. And so we welcome her, as we always do, to this time. And thank you, Susan. Let's continue now. Let us open up our hearts, our lives to what the Spirit is saying and moving in our midst. So let us come together and worship God.
Please join me in the call to worship. Come into this holy time, a time set apart for us.
A time separate from the duties that fragment our attention and shred our spirits.
A time to forget about time in a space that welcomes everyone.
Come, let us open our hearts and spirits to the joy that Sabbath offers.
This first song that you will hear my sister and I sing is an Advent song. It's a song of expectation and longing for Jesus and for the promise of God's reign. So I ask all of you, even though you're hearing a recording, we want to invite you all to please sing along in these songs. The lyrics are on your left there on the screen. Please sing with us our opening song. God has given us this hour, this day, as a sacred gift, an hour for prayer and praise, a day for remembering God's care for us. In this sacred time, let us work to set aside the rush and clamor of the world we have constructed out of our beloved, foolish desires. Let us become, just for an hour, deaf to that clamor. Let us, just for a day, sit and listen for this still small voice that offers us a quiet joy. Amen. Please join me in the prayer of confession. God of the Sabbath, we confess that we ignore you when you offer stillness. We turn away when you offer a calm space for us to sit. We fill our eyes and hours with data. We consume flashing images and buzzing words. We want novelty,
just as we say we are sick of it. We want quiet, we say, but we fill our restless ears with noise. We look restlessly, side to side, back to front, longing for something that will distract us from ourselves. God, who gave us Sabbath, help us live the promise of your day of rest. Help us believe that we can live into the loveliness of your gift. The God who created the Sabbath will not take it from us, even as we fumble to understand its beauty. The God who offers us calm space and silent time will sit with us as we learn to love that calm and silence. Thanks be to God. Friends, believe the good news of the gospel. In Jesus Christ, we are set free.
This next song is a song of praise that is perhaps new to many of you. I invite you to sing along, especially on the refrain, the Alleluia refrain. You can listen to the verses as Krista sings them and then join us in the refrain, Alleluia. Let's sing together.
Says the Lord, you who are my disciples, I make known to you all I've learned from my parents. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
Jesus has come into our lives, into our homes, and has offered us the gift of peace that passes all understanding. Let us receive that peace and let us share that peace with one another. So you can go now to gallery view and unmute. Let us share the peace of Christ with one another. The peace of Christ be with all of you.
And also with you.
Also with you.
Hey.
Also with you.
Hey.
Hi.
Peace.
Peace. Peace.
Morning.
Good morning.
Peace of Christ to all.
To everyone.
Easter,
everyone.
Hello, Barb.
Coranda.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, everyone.
Hi, everybody. Morning. Oscar, Oscar, Oscar.
Morning, everyone. Hello, everybody. Andy and Lynn here.
Hey, Andy.
Hello, Susan.
Laura. Hi, Emmett.
Hello.
Hi, Michelle.
Hey, hello. Hello, Iowa. Hi, Iowa.
Hello, Arda. Good to see you.
Good hi, Alaska.
Hey, Lynn and Lynn.
Morning.
Hey,
Verona.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Hey, Elizabeth. Hey. Good morning, Peter.
Hi, good morning.
She's on the
behind the curtain. I'm behind the curtains.
Get your face in here too, Jen. You see the other participants. 20 out of 47 are shocked.
Wow.
Well, that was it, huh? Picture for everyone.
Have to.
Now is the time in our service when the children are invited to come up close to the screen so they can be part of children's time. Children's time is a time when we have a special message for children, or today we are going to get to hear the voice of a child. So come and see.
Come and see. Come and see, I am the way and the truth, said he. Follow me, follow me. Come as a child, oh come and see.
Good morning, children, and all of our TAB friends. My name is Nicole. I use she, her pronouns. This is Elliot. He uses he, him pronouns. And we live in Maine, but we were part of TAB for a long time. And one of the things that is good for us during COVID is while you're online, we're getting to worship with you and sometimes do children's time. And sometimes I lead and sometimes Elliot leads. And today, Elliot is leading children's time and we are sharing a book with you. So I'm going to share my screen. And let's make these pictures nice and big.
Okay,
Elliot, you can start.
The Little Drummer Boy by Ezra Jack Keats. Come, they told me, pum, 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 pum. A newborn king to see, pom 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 pom. Our finest gifts to bring, pom 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 pom. To lay before the king, pom 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 pom, pom 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 pom, pom 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 pom. So to honor him, pom 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 pom, when we come. Baby Jesus, bum, 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 bum. I am a poor boy too, bum, 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 bum. I have no gift to bring, bum, 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 bum. That's fit to give a king, bum, 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 bum. Shall I play for you, bum, 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 bum? On my drum. Very nodded, bum, 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 bum. The ox and lamb kept time, bum, 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 bum. I played my drum for him, bum, 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 bum. I played my best for him, bum, 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 bum.
Then he smiled at me.
Good job.
Me and my drum.
Thank you, Elliot. We don't always get to hear the kids' voices as much in these COVID times. So this was Elliot sharing that story with you. Can we all say a prayer? Will you hold my hand? Do you want to repeat after me or do you want me just to pray?
To repeat after
me. Repeat. You. Okay. So you can repeat after me. Let's pray. Holy One.
Holy One.
Thank you for making us special.
Thank you for making us special.
And what makes us special is enough.
What makes us special is enough.
Help us keep on drumming.
Except we don't drum all the time.
Let us drum some more. Should we say it that way?
Okay.
Let us drum some more, God.
Let us drum some more.
Amen.
Amen.
Peace, friends.
That was so amazing, Elliot. Thank you. Thank you so much. My heart feels really full, and I love your song and your story and you. I'm going to be sharing some my own experience and callings of Sabbath. And I recently rediscovered Sarah Thompson from a friend in high school who said he'd been leading retreats with Sarah and her wife. And this song that we're going to hear, Rhapsody of Rest, was commissioned by one of their musical partners, Rabbi Amy Bernstein's congregation, in honor of Sabbath, or as our Jewish siblings call Shabbat. So I invite you during this song to do whatever brings you full rest and in a prayerful way as you listen to it. Relax into your chair or wherever you are. Keep your eyes open or closed. You can find this song online if you look at a later time. And just note that Sarah's last name is Thompson, is Hezani, and it's on a recording she has called Song of the Seed. So let us open it to this prayer, honoring the Sabbath.
The sun is rising in the east, and the feathered flutes begin trilling in the trees, and I sing to love, sing to give love, sing to hold love, sing to be love. In the morning, thank you, thank you. In the evening, thank you, thank you. In the middle of the day, thank you, thank you. In the deep, dark night, thank you, thank you. The sun is shining in the south, and I breathe you in, and I breathe you out, and I breathe in love, breathe out to give love, breathe in to hold love, breathe out to be love. In the morning, thank you, thank you. In the evening, thank you, thank you. In the middle of the day, thank you, thank you. In the deep, dark night, thank you, thank you. ¶¶ is setting in the west, and the birds begin to sing the rhapsody of rest, and I rest in love, rest to give love, rest to hold love, rest to be love. In the morning, hallelujah. In the evening, hallelujah. In the middle of the day, hallelujah. In the deep, dark night, hallelujah. And I sing to love, sing to give love, sing to hold love, sing to be love, breathe in love, breathe out to give love, breathe in to hold love, breathe out to be love. Rest in love, rest to give love, rest to hold love, rest to be love. In the morning, hallelujah. In the evening, hallelujah. In the middle of the day, hallelujah. In the deep, dark night, hallelujah. In the deep, dark night, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Our scripture readings this morning, actually, I should have probably chosen as the first one from the first chapter of Genesis, which is the origins of how we celebrate Sabbath, which is that as we remember, God created the universe, the earth, and all of life, including humans and all beings that we inhabit life with, in 6 days, and on the seventh day, God rested. From the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 8, this is from a Hebrew version. Remember the day of Shabbat or Sabbath to keep it holy. From Isaiah, chapter 58, Isaiah the prophet, verse 13, call Shabbat a delight and honor Adonai's holy day. And then from the Song of Songs, which our Jewish ancestors and current siblings really center their Sabbath in the love song of the Song of Songs. We shall rejoice and delight in your love. We shall savor your love more than wine, for your love is true. Thank the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. So I wanted to, first of all, say that I don't know that I've ever quite done this in a style of testimony as preaching. And I really thank Katie for that suggestion of really just being present and letting improvisation happen right here and right now. And I thank you, Katie, and I thank you to this congregation for being the sanctuary and safe place to invite all of us to take creative risks and be vulnerable without planning everything out. So as we enter this time, let us open with a few words of prayer. Please pray with me. God, who created and creates still, and who rested and rests still, we invite you to speak to us this morning. Please speak through my words and in spite of my words. to each of us gathered, to whatever needs most tending to, and how the ways you want to call us into a deeper relationship with Sabbath. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. So this is our Sunday of joy. And in Advent, it's the third Sunday of Advent. For me, the journey of Sabbath is in, I remember C.S. Lewis, the theologian, wrote in a book about, called The Great Divide. He was giving a metaphor about heaven, saying that it was experience of always going deeper in and higher up. So for me, the experience of practicing Sabbath is that experience of always going deeper into joy, deeper into rest, higher up, and also deeper down. I didn't really grow up with any practice of Sabbath other than going to church. I guess as a young person, I don't even remember any teachings on that commandment or anything particular about it. What I think what I recall most was when stores started staying open again on Sundays, and that was kind of a big deal, which wasn't necessarily aligned with anything that was that important to me. But my experience of Sabbath actually really happened as a result of a sabbatical I took. So for any of you who don't know, I lead a nonprofit called Artwell that Tabernacle actually helped to give birth to and was a major midwife with and for. I felt like I kind of received this vision for Artwell, and it vibrated me like with passion and energy and joy for kind of 24/7. It ended up being beautiful and also kind of exhausting at times. So I had my first sabbatical after 7 years, and Patricia Pierce, who was the pastor of Tabernacle at the time, had taken a sabbatical herself, during which time we as a congregation also took a sabbatical. We ceased having committee meetings and kind of went into a deeper time of exploration and rest and play and recreation. And I remember what stood out for me so much was that Patricia had a very clear way that I followed in taking a sabbatical, which was that for 3 months, I had not one email, phone call, or exchange of any kind about work, unless there had been a life emergency or something that involved a person that I, you know, needed to be in touch with. But that did not happen. So for 3 months, I completely unplugged. And it actually changed my life. It was a new experience for me. And probably the most powerful part, in addition to the whole time of unplugging, was another essential thing was that I wasn't going to focus on creating anything or doing anything. I was just going to allow myself to be and to follow the movements of the spirit and my spirit in terms of resting, healing. I ended up spending a few weeks that were really transformative in New Mexico, and where I actually have gone back until a couple of years ago, at least once or twice a year. And I'd never traveled by myself. I was kind of terrified of it at the beginning. And then I ended up discovering kind of at every step going deeper in and higher up and further down with it. It wasn't all easy. I also did some, deep listening and healing work that was needed. And so it wasn't all easy, and it was really incredible. I hiked in canyons by myself. I also was with others and in some really beautiful landscapes, and felt a union with the painted desert, with where the, in another place where the plains and the Rocky Mountains meet. And it really kind of changed me. And at the end of that time, and actually every time since when I've been on retreat, at the end, it feels really like a wrenching separation from this time of absolute sacred time. Rabbi Joshua Heschel, Abraham Joshua Heschel, calls Sabbath an island in time or a palace in time, during which time we actually receive a double soul. For me, this experience is kind of opening up to the soul that's deep within, to God, and to the connection to the soul of God and our ancestors and to what's calling us. So in realizing I really can't spend all my life on retreat, nor should I, or really, I also was really intrigued kind of simultaneously with becoming much closer to many Jewish friends. And in fact, probably many of my closest friends now are Jewish. And I just learned, I'd also never really learned really correctly about our Jewish siblings' practices. I was, you know, I, like some of you, might have been taught about the Old Testament that has a God of law versus the New Testament, a God of love. So in these last number of years, I've also just been completely moved and changed by witnessing and watching and experiencing Jewish practices related to Sabbath, and really related to everything in terms of the power of marking time. And also noticed, especially with some of my closest friends, the absolute sustenance that they have from a regular observance of Sabbath every week. So, you know, I know some of these friends will even say they don't even feel like when they get to time for vacation, they're not as pining as I am. And so so I guess I don't exactly remember how long, but I guess for the last 10 years or so, I've been having a more observant practice of Sabbath. For me, this is really, it really feels not like something I do. It's more like a magnet, a really powerful magnet that continues to call for me. I have ended up kind of just, I'm ready by Friday night. And I also find a lot of inspiration from a lot of Jewish practices. So usually on Friday night, I turn everything off. I stop responding to email. I know I had a Jewish colleague once who grew up Orthodox. And I remember being at her wedding and seeing that their temple and their home were all close together. And they didn't even accept phone calls from outside. No consumerism, no engaging in the rest of the world. It was like a great pause comes on. And it's also, I think, the belief that while we can be active in our calls to repair the world, and we want to do that, the truth is that we are not saving the world, and we also need this time of deep rest. So it is a chance for really, for me, it's like getting lost in wonder and awe. Sometimes it's really more I'm exhausted and it's about just letting myself be and rest. Sometimes it's more active. I mean, I usually take a lot of walks and with my dog, or find times to be outside. It's a time of study. There's a really wonderful book by Rabbi Shechel Gold called Torah Journeys that goes through the Torah portions of each month that I've probably read for 8 or 9 or more years. That's also a wonderful way of just also returning each year. I usually don't even remember having read it. It always speaks fresh and new, which is, I think, also what really moves me about Sabbath, is that these ancient prayers and this ancient commandment is so fresh and so new and calling to us still. So Sarah Thompson's song, the word rhapsody, I looked up, what is a rhapsody? A rhapsody in music is a one movement work that is episodic yet integrated with a free-flowing structure featuring highly contrasted moods, colors, and tonalities. It has an air of spontaneous inspiration and a sense of improvisation, making it freer in form than a set of variations. And what I think I love about that in terms of how it relates to Sabbath is that it's like a Sabbath is a movement. It's a movement with all that's free flowing and yet that has this structure, big enough for all the moods, all of my moods, all colors and tones. A time for really deep listening and being. And it's disruptive. It's disruptive. It's really actually, think about it, radically countercultural to stop all the influx of noise, the overflow of information for 24 hours, to stop buying or purchasing, to stop working, whatever that means for us. For me, it doesn't mean going without electricity. It means stopping whatever feels like work to me and entering into things that are restorative. So for me, sometimes that includes what to other people might feel work, like cooking. And it is such a gift. I also feel like it's really aligned with Advent. Advent to me is also a time when we're sitting and waiting. And it's a time in the Northern Hemisphere where there's more darkness and where that darkness is pregnant. It's pregnant just like Mary was pregnant. There were a lot of, in our Advent stories, there were a lot of dreams, dreams that came forth and dreams that are gestating, waiting in the gestation. Waiting, knowing that things that are way deeper than us, within us and beyond us, are gestating. Connecting with what God wants to bring forth and through, in and through us and in our world, and also resting. At the end of Sabbath, at the end of Jewish Sabbath, there's another ritual called Havdalah, which is marking the end of the Sabbath. And there's actually a beautiful, I don't have one with me, but there's they use these, if anyone has seen woven candles, there's like three strands of all these wicks that weave together. And the purpose of the Havdalah is to honor the holiness of the Sabbath. You also smell spices and let the light of Havdalah weave all about the Sabbath into the coming week. So the purpose of Sabbath is actually not just for itself. It's actually, like Katie was talking last week about moss as being a forerunner for other plants. Sabbath is actually a forerunner for all the days of the week. It weaves the holy in our time of deep listening into the ordinary days of work to come. And like Advent is pregnant with the promise of the reign of God, Shalom. One of my friends who's a rabbi said, I actually think and believe that if we all practice Sabbath, the world would be saved. And I really resonate with that. And it reminds me of, I don't know if any of you saw this, a poem that the Prime Minister of New Zealand, Jacinda Ardern, wrote she wrote it on the train last winter when she decided to lock down New Zealand because of the pandemic. And in New Zealand, as many of you know, and we all know, there's Maori people are the indigenous people of New Zealand. So in this poem that I'm going to share, it includes some Maori words. So this was just, let's just, as I read this again, I'm just going to point out, this is the leader of this country writing this poem, a poem to the earth. And full disclosure, I don't speak Maori, so I'm doing my best to pronounce some of these words. Rest now, I Papatuankuka. Rest, breathe easy, and settle. Right here where you are, will not move upon you for a while. We'll stop, we'll cease, we'll slow down and stay home. Draw each other close and be kind. Kinder than we've ever been. I wish we could say that we were doing it for you as much as ourselves, but ia aha, we're doing it anyway. It's right, it's time. Time to return, time to remember, time to listen and forgive, time to withhold judgment, time to cry. Time to think about others, remove our shoes, press hands to soil, sift grains between fingers, gentle palms, time to plant, time to wait, time to notice, to whom we belong. For now, it's just you and the wind and the forest and the oceans and the sky full of rain. Finally, it's raining. Ka tuturo. Te wa kamo orangi kurunga ia koe, embrace it. The sacrifice of solitude we have carved out for you, hi iti no ahio, a small offering. People always said it wasn't possible to ground flights and stay home and stop our habits of consumption, but it was. It always was. We were just afraid of how much it was going to hurt. And it is hurting, and it will hurt and continue to hurt, but not as much as you have been hurt. So be still now. Wrap your hills around our absence. Loosen the concrete belt cinched tight to your waist. Rest, breathe, recover, and we will do the same. I can share this on Tab News later. This is a poem prayer to Mother Earth, and praying for the tears of Father Sky to be fall down on us and to cease and stop. And in Maori, there's a belief in doing small things, that there's a significance of small actions or gestures. Although it is small, it is a treasure. And she acknowledges that while the lockdown is not going to be enough, it's a start and we can listen in. So I invite us all to think about what gives us joy, what gives us rest, what might be calling to us, what might disrupt and want to be disrupted, and invite us together as a community to explore and practice what Sabbath means to us as a gift of God for transforming us and saving us, and maybe even saving life on this earth. Thanks be to God. Amen.
There's a star in the east on Christmas morn. Rise up, shepherd, and follow. It will lead to the place where Christ was born. Rise up, shepherd, and follow. Shepherd and follow the star of Bethlehem. shepherd and follow. Follow, follow. Rise up, shepherd, and follow. Follow the star of Bethlehem. Rise up, shepherd, and follow.
When we gather each week to mark our Sabbath, we are called to share our resources. If you would like to give electronically, you can text any amount to 84321 or visit tabunited.org/contribute, or you can also mail a check to the church. Thank you for giving, and please give as you are able.
Child of hope, we pray, we're longing for your balm. Bring the promise of clear skies, take us through the God from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures here below. Praise God above, ye heavenly hosts, Creator Christ and Holy Ghost.
Dear God, may these gifts that come from a place of joy and rest sustain us through our ordinary days. Amen.
We will now light our third candle of Advent. So I invite you, if you have a wreath in your home, you can light your three candles while we do these or say these words together, or you can just watch on your screen as we together light these candles and remember our own commitment and longing to keep joy and keep a Sabbath as part of our practice as we live in longing and expectation of God's reign. Let's say these words together. Will you join Joanna in the part where the people say together? She will lead that part and I will welcome or open up with the one sentence there. We light the third candle of Advent, the candle of joy.
Though despair likes to keep watch, we will, in defiance of it, ground ourselves in the joy and delight of Sabbath keeping and in God's reign yet to come. O God, may the light of joy burn here in our home and burn strong in us. We are moving now to our time of sharing joys and concerns and testimonies. This is a time of prayer. And so this is a time where all of us are welcome to share what's on our hearts, to bring our joys, our struggles, or any other prayer concerns before God and our community. So in this time, we invite you to use the chat feature. You can just write in your prayer if you have a joy you'd like to share. Or any brief reflection you'd like to lift up, we can do that now and offer up our prayers to God and one another as we carry one another's burdens, we shoulder one another's burdens, and also rejoice in one another's joy. So let us take some time to do that now. I'll just leave a moment of silence as we wait for those requests to come in, and then I will read them out loud, and after each one is read, I will say, God, in your mercy, and I invite you all to respond, hear our prayer. So let us lift up our hearts. From Barb and Chris, prayers for PAX and for all of the first responders on the front lines of the pandemic. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. From Elizabeth and Ray, please pray for 80 Thoreau in Massachusetts, Ray's old workplace. They have had a COVID exposure. Please pray for their staff and for the whole team
as they close temporarily. O God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. From Lucinda. Great joy to celebrate the marriage of Amanda and Michelle. Many blessings for continued love and joy. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. From Susan Teagan. Please pray for Eliana Rose, who was born on Friday, and her parents, my niece Sarah and Bradley. Eliana is in the neonatal ICU for some complications. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. From Michelle and Amanda, a joy. Yesterday, Amanda and I were married through a virtual ceremony officiated by Pastor Katie. We were honored by her thoughtful words and intentional message. We are so thankful for Gina and Anna who hosted our ceremony, and we are overwhelmed by the love and support we have received from our TAB family. We would love your prayers and positive thoughts as we begin our lifelong journey together. Cheers to love. Amen. We celebrate that joy with you both. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. From Fletcher. Prayers for my second child, Rachel, who has poor health and now has been exposed to COVID at work. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. From Kristen, please pray for my mother who has been moved to hospice. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. From Verona. I would like to honor and remember my dear friend Candy, who died 7 years ago tomorrow. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. From Emmett. Prayers for my grandfather, who has had increased hospital stays and declining health. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. From Geneva. Prayers for Josh, a newborn baby who has been in ICU since his birth 2 months ago. He has a brain infection and seizures. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Verona Stern meant to say Cindy. Thank you, Verona. I'd like to honor again and remember my dear friend Cindy, who died 7 years ago tomorrow. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. From Emmett. Prayers for the youth I work with in a residential treatment facility who will be unable to see their families for Christmas as part of COVID precautions. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. These prayers that have been spoken, we lift up to God, as well as the prayers that have not been spoken, but that you carry in your heart and perhaps are struggling to find words to express. Trust that God hears them and hears what's on your heart. So let us now lift up all the prayers, all our joy and all our petition and all our struggle up to God. Please sing along in this song of prayer. O God, we thank you this day for your holy commandments. You gave us work. You have asked us to work. And you have given us rest. And you ask us to rest. O God, we ask for the strength, for the courage, for the organizing, and for the intention to create more rest for ourselves, for our neighbors, and for the earth. We ask that you would help us find ways to heed that commandment for our own and others' salvation. God, we ask that you would lead us and help us in this time of Advent as we are waiting in hope. And we ask that you would be near to us, and especially near to us. We know that you are, but God, help us to find you, to be resting enough to hear and notice you in our lives. God, we pray for all the prayers that have been lifted, all the prayers that you hear and that we've heard for healing, for companionship through death, for your grace and mercy to lead us through time of shadows and difficulty, separation from those we love. Oh God, be near us. Give us strength and peace in this time. We also give you thanks, God, for the joy and the things we can celebrate, the goodness that is also present. We thank you for the joy and hope of new beginnings, of marriages starting, of babies born, of newness and growth. Oh God, be with us and help us to live into the joy too that is given to us. We pray, God, for each person here on this Zoom call. I pray that your mercy and blessing would fall upon everyone here in a special way today and in this season. So all these things, God, we lift up to you, our prayers, all that's on our hearts. And I ask you to join me now in the prayer that Jesus taught us. It is in front of you on your screen, or if you know a version by heart, I'm going to say a version I learned in Icelandic that's closest to my heart. But I invite you to say whatever version you know or to read in front of you in the screen, on the screen. Let us pray. Faðir vor, þú sem ert á himnum, helgist þitt nafn. Til komið þitt ríki og verði þinn vilji, svo á jörðu sem á himni. Gef oss í dag vort daglegt brauð og fyrirgef oss vora skuldir, svo sem við erum fyrirgefum vorum skuldunautum. Egi leið þú oss í freistni, heldur frelsa oss frá illu, því að þitt ríkið, mátturinn og dýrðinn að eilífu. Amen. For our final closing song, so grateful again to Pax for this recording that Pax also wrote. It's a beautiful song. So for this moment, as we have done in the last couple weeks, we invite you to go to Gallery View. We won't unmute one another because that will be hard to hear the music, but we will see each other. So I and those confident, you can, we'll do the motions. I know Anna knows the motions. Maybe Anna, you could join me here, but I think we'll all be able to do it as we watch each other. So let's sing together our closing song.
Before me is peace, behind me is peace, below me is peace, above me is peace, around me is peace, within before me is love, before me is love, behind me is love, below me is love, above me is love, around me is love, within before me is hope, behind me is hope, below me is hope, above me is hope, around me is hope, within me is hope, around within me is hope.
And now, as we go forth, let us go forth and breathe in love. Breathe in love and breathe out love. Receive love and be love. Let us breathe in peace and breathe out peace. Let us receive peace and be peace. Let us breathe in deep rest and breathe out and support deep rest in all. Let us breathe in rest and be rest. Let us breathe in joy and freedom and breathe out joy and freedom. Breathe in to hold joy and freedom. Breathe out to be freedom and joy. Hallelujah. Let us go in peace and joy.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Susan, so much. I'm going to invite us here. I'm going to go to gallery view. I know some folks are going to be going to caucus groups, but it would be great to have just a few moments to say hi to each other, if you can stay for a minute. And maybe even share a little bit of some reflections, questions, thoughts after Susan's really powerful sharing today. There's so much that resonates for me, and I think I'm thinking it probably is the same for others. Would love to hear what is going on with all of you. So let's take a minute first just to say hi, hello. And I invite folks to share a reflection or what's on your heart, if you'd like to. Let me know if you're having trouble unmuting. In particular, Susan, you invited us at the end to think about the question, what gives us joy or what gives us rest? I was really appreciating your, just so many of the themes that you shared around, and even just kind of hinting at what happens when we don't practice rest, and even in the poem you shared, the kinds of consequences that has for the earth, and also the way that our culture and society is set up so that when we overwork or overproduce and are doing constantly, that obligates also others, and we're so interconnected in that kind of a system. And thinking about how we can support others taking rest as well as ourselves, and protecting also just the rest of the earth. So all these things are really resonating with me, and I'd love to hear what other people are thinking, or if you just have a response to the question Susan asked, what gives us joy or what gives us rest? Susan, does that sound like a good reflection starting point, or do you have something else you'd like to?
No, that's great. I also just, I'm noticing people are having trouble getting unmuted.
Yeah.
So we are now able to unmute.
Oh,
okay. Great.
Let's see.
Oh, good.
Okay. All right. Verona, did you want to say something? I see you have a.
Oh.
I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
Oh my goodness. I just really appreciated Susan's testimony. It was very uplifting and moving. Thanks, Susan.
Sure.
Susan, I really related to the part when you're talking about kind of going back to regular life after being on a retreat or being at a time away, because mm-hmm. I haven't been on a retreat in several years, but I always experience that where you want to hold on to that feeling and take it with you back to life. And I've always struggled like holding on to that feeling after being disconnected. But I'm thinking, mm-hmm. you know, if I practice the Sabbath a little better, I wouldn't, you know, crave that as much or have so much trouble holding on to it if it was a more regular mm-hmm. practice.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Susan, this is a Havdalah candle, and it's interwoven. And I'm so grateful for your wonderful sermon. It helps me braid all the parts of my life together. Thank mm-hmm. you so much.
Thank you, Amy. Did everyone see that? Lift that up once again, Amy. That's such, see that? It's, they're really beautiful candles.
Wow.
Well, I would like to thank Susan for your sermon and your thoughts, and the fact that the whole idea of Sabbath is so, as you mentioned, so difficult for us to accept in our lives. It's just not something that comes naturally in our busy lives. And I'm remembering that back in the 90s, I guess it was, Lynn Lampman preached a sermon on Sabbath. Lynn, I don't know if you're still there this morning. Lynn Lampman and Lynn Major were here earlier. So I wanted to acknowledge that as well, and that we need a constant reminder.
Thanks, Jenny. I guess I remember that sermon too, and I forgot to call that out. So thank you, because it's beautiful. One thing that I've also learned is in these ancient Jewish prayers that our Jewish Jesus also probably said a lot of them, that one of the beautiful prayers, there's a special prayer for the Sabbath, it's Heshivenu, a call to lie down in peace in order to rise up again to new life. And there's also a let us be in the canopy of your peace, or the sukkah, which is like a yurt, which is a tabernacle. So I also love that we as a congregation are a tabernacle, and the tabernacles, the sukkahs, also are permeable to the outside world. So there's it's really like a temporary home. So I actually love that about our congregation. I've always been moved that we're kind of like a roving yurt or a tabernacle or a sukkah, and that God invites us to be and receive the blessings of the being in our tabernacle or yurt together in the wilderness.
Oh, Lord, nevermore shall we.
Anyone else have a reflection or anything they'd like to share?
Hi, this is Gwyneth. I know that when I stop feeling joyful, I start moving away from God. So like I was late to the church service, so I missed... I missed the sermon, so obviously I need to go back and hear it again. But that was, that's kind of good. I heard the very end. It's a good reminder to like not do that, perhaps. But for me, a good way to find joy is to howl with my dog. And if I don't do it when I need it, she'll come sit on my lap until we howl together. So that's good.
Gwyneth. I also really liked it was just a brief part of what you said, Susan, just the part about that we are not God or we are not saving the world. And I think that that's a really important piece of Sabbath keeping too, that there's this kind of, and kind of related to the whole sort of, I think, arrogance of humanity that we have, that we believe that we are the saviors, basically. And I think the practice of rest moves us back into a place of, it really is a practice of humility, of being in right relationship again with creation, remembering that we are not in charge, and to honor that too. I just really appreciated that reminder.
Dude, it just disappeared.
Arda, I just wanted to say I really appreciated your note in the chat about, you know, how everyone really, if everyone kept the actual, whatever is the law of the Sabbath, like all the essential workers, we'd be in trouble. So I think like I appreciated that, and actually think like the Sabbath is actually like also in the spirit of freedom, so that if you have to work on Saturday or Sunday or whatever it is to make sure that we protect people's rights to have time off and to have their Sabbath whenever they can have it, and that there's freedom in that, and that it's our collective call too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My brother was actually born on a Saturday in Jerusalem, so trust me, I know.
Well, oh my goodness. You want to say anything about that and what that was like?
I mean, this is the thing that, you know, even in a country that is promoting the idea of the Shabbat, you know, you still need the others to try to get the work together, or you might need the seculars as well. You know, like you said, you cannot be too rigid with the law.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's really helpful. Thank you. Yeah. And I think even in the commandment itself, it's interesting to me, which we don't, you know, I think we can be very, as we often are, so individualistic in our interpretation of scripture and forget that when the commandment was given, it was not just about you protect, you know, you keeping the Sabbath for yourself, but it goes on and on, like, make sure you're giving that to your animals and to your, you know, the people working for you, and, you know, and on, this, it's such a long commandment because it goes on to tell you about protecting that for others. And so I think it's just, there's an aspect of community care in the commandment itself, which I think we don't often talk about enough. And I think is really, really necessary for us to think about and like practically in terms of how we live that out today.
Yeah, even the commandment to give the land rest, to let the land rest after, you know, and lie fallow. And that to protect the food for the people, you know, those seeds or whatever for the people who are especially hungry. So that's so true.
Yeah. There's so much more we could say and talk about that I wish we had time to, but yeah. Any last words? I want to make sure we have 5 minutes before our caucus meetings. Anybody's burning to say something?
Oh.
All right. Well, I'm going to do the thing that nobody likes to do, which is end the meeting.
Thanks, everyone.
It's good to be with you all. Thanks again.
Have a good week.
See you all.
Be filled with good things.
Amen. Thank you. Bye-bye.